That's Bruce's son. I've known that kid since he was a wee lad, and he's grown up to be a fine young man going to Berklee School of Music. So way to go, Bruce and son. Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. I'm Wayne Levine of BettermanCoaching.com, filling in, and I'm almost done, Bruce. You'll let me know later how I did. You can listen to or download this and any of Bruce's shows on his website, BruceSalen.com, and it's all free. So listen, today we talked to some good men who've been involved in the work that we do, and I hope that their stories touched you a bit and that you can see, if you're a man, you can start to see the value of seeking out relationships with other men, whether it's a men's coach, a counselor, a local men's group, something in your church or temple, or just talking to your dad and brother and taking the risk to be honest and talk about what you really need. And women, you know your men, and you know that they're not getting what they need. And you know that they're leaning on you in ways that you just cannot possibly satisfy. So what I can just offer as one man involved in this work, and there are a lot of guys doing this work all over the country, not enough of us, but some of us. My book is called Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. And NUTS stands for non-negotiable, unalterable terms. And these are the things that define a man, the things that a man is committed to. And if a man compromises those NUTS, he can turn into a really resentful, angry, little, raging boy. And unfortunately, men do that, and they act out in all ways. And we, as in families and as a culture, we bear witness to the ways that men act out. So the book's a good place to start. At BettermanCoaching.com, you can learn a little bit more about the work that we do, individual coaching, men's groups, and our annual retreat, which will be happening in the Santa Barbara area in October. And it's open to all men. So go to BettermanCoaching.com, and you can find out more about that. There's so much to talk about around men and what we go through and how our culture just has not, for generations, supported men to have a place to be together. You know, that's a very political and sociological sort of discussion about how all the men's groups and organizations went away in the sort of the aftermath of feminism. A lot of good things happened in the 70s and such, 60s and 70s, but we are now suffering the consequences, maybe unexpected consequences, of what it's meant for men to not really honor their masculinity, and for us as a society to not really honor the differences between men and women. There are great differences. We should honor those so that we can honor our relationships together and be able to support one another throughout our lives. So I speak to you from experience. I'm a man who's done all this work because I've needed to do all this work. But I've done okay thanks to the support of the men. I've been married 28 years to the same patient woman, and I've got a son and a daughter, both grown out of the house. In fact, my daughter's sitting right next to me. She's a grad student at UCSB, and she's here supporting me and making sure that I don't make a fool of myself, which would not be the first time. But I appreciate you all listening in and taking what we're saying to heart, and sharing this with other people you care about, and thinking about, men, what you can do to be a better man. So let me just recap some stuff here. If you have good things to say about what you heard today, send me a note, Wayne@BettermanCoaching.com. If, on the other hand, you have complaints about today's show, well, then be sure to let Bruce know at Bruce@BruceSalen.com. He'll be back next week. Again, mark your calendars for Dad Chat April 12th when Guy Kawasaki will be co-hosting with Bruce. I want to thank Bruce's radio team, especially the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, engineer and producer. Thanks again for joining us. And please remember to ask yourself this question in all challenging situations. If I were the man I wanted to be right now, what would I do? This is Wayne Levine of BetterManCoaching.com. Bruce will be back. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Have a terrific day being the man you want to be.